Exercises 3 and 4, page 45. 1. You hear two young people talking about light pollution.
I was reading an article about light pollution the other day. Did you know that artificial outdoor light can have serious effects on the environment?
Yes, it's actually a huge threat to different types of wildlife. Birds, for instance, find it difficult to migrate because the bright lights cause them confusion and exhaustion. It's rather sad.
I couldn't agree more. And let's not forget that these lights hide our stars, which provide us with natural light. This is a growing problem and something that astronomers are finding difficult to deal with as it affects their research.
True. Think about all the energy that is wasted with all these lights and how they also release millions of tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
I hadn't thought of that. That's shocking.
2. You hear a teacher talking about sources of energy.
I hope you all found that video helpful, class. Let's remind ourselves what we saw. Don't forget to take notes as I go over it again. You'll definitely need all the information I'm about to give you. Firstly, the problem of air pollution is getting worse, especially in larger cities. This is mainly due to the current use of fossil fuels in order to produce energy. Fossil fuels, such as coal, oil and gas, take millions of years to form and are taken from the Earth's surface through costly processes. This, in turn, produces greenhouse gas emissions, which are not only harmful to the environment, but can also affect people's health. Secondly, solar and wind power are the two most promising renewable energy sources that can offer a lasting solution to the problem. Undoubtedly, this clean energy has zero carbon emissions, never runs out, and also provides cheaper energy bills. You'll need to focus on these points in your assignments. As you know, your project is due by the end of next week, and I hope I'll see these ideas in your research. Are there any questions?
3. You hear two classmates talking about waste.
Hey, Mark. Have you seen the different coloured bins in the neighbourhood? I'm so glad the council finally made the decision to install them.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. But, to be honest, I don't know what goes into each one.
Really? Haven't you been paying attention during environmental studies? Miss Green explained the correct way to get rid of our waste and what each bin is for. You should be more concerned about the environment, you know.
You're right, but it's just so complicated sometimes. There's too much information to remember. Could you please remind me? I don't want to throw the wrong thing into the wrong bin.
Okay. So the blue bin is for recyclable materials, such as paper, glass, and plastic. The brown one is for garden waste, and the green one is for all other non-recyclable items, like food waste. Is that clear?
Okay, I think I've got it. Thanks.
4. You hear someone from a charity talking to an audience.
Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to be here tonight. It's great to see that so many of you are really interested in our nature program and are willing to get informed about environmental issues. Our charity has been working really hard over the past 20 years to raise awareness about the problem of deforestation. More than 40 million trees are cut down per day, which leads to more animals losing their homes. Another problem is the impact losing trees has on air quality, which causes health problems. I'm not going to lie, the project we have put forward to reduce the activity of cutting down trees is rather costly, which is why we would kindly appreciate your donations. Let's all work together and fight against the destruction of the environment.
5. You hear a couple talking about an eco-holiday.
Any ideas about possible destinations, Jane? I was thinking of somewhere that doesn't require air travel. What do you think?
I'm not so sure, Dan. I was hoping we could go to Costa Rica. I've always wanted to go there and explore the wildlife. It's amazing, and we could learn so much.
I'd love to go there too. But as you know, long-distance flights really harm the environment because of CO2 emissions. Perhaps a good option would be to hire an eco-friendly car and go on a road trip in the countryside. That way, we won't be contributing to gas emissions.
You've got a point there. It's a great way for us to do our bit for the environment.
Definitely. It's so important to limit our carbon footprint, even when we're traveling. So many people are destroying the environment during their holidays that they don't even realize it.
That's true. Okay, let's keep your idea in mind and see what kind of road trip we can arrange.
Sounds great.